This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, you've got your sexy parts of business in the economy, the hot high-tech startup or the big banking deal. We all know those. And then you've got the not-so-sexy bits, the boring stuff. Yet, sometimes the stuff without which we, in this instance, might all go hungry. There's been a fair amount of merger news the past couple of days involving food companies. A federal judge has put the kibosh on a proposed deal between wholesale distribution giants Sysco and U.S. Foods. And meanwhile, two big European grocery chains with sizable operations here in the States have announced they are going to hook up. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at why all the would-be partnering.
Critics feared restaurants, hotels, and hospitals would have a harder time price shopping for supplies if Sysco and U.S. Foods merged.
They're distributing to some smaller players who don't have any market potential pricing power with them.
That's Brian Boer, a professor of applied economics at the University of Minnesota. But Aaron Lash, an analyst with Morningstar, thinks critics, including the FTC, are not looking closely enough at what big food distributors are up against. Lash says Sysco has a lot of competition from places like specialty produce or seafood retailers.
Struggling restaurants have also looked to club and wholesale stores to fulfill their needs, as well as online options.
But that argument about stiff competition is maybe easier to make in the retail food world, where two grocery chains, Ahold and Delhaize, now want to team up. The firms are based in Europe, but generate a big chunk of their sales in the U.S., particularly on the East Coast. Ahold has the Stop and Shop and Giant chains, and Delhaize has Food Lion and Hannaford.
One of the kind of defining characteristics of the food landscape in the U.S. is this enormous level of fragmentation.
Mike Paglia is director of retail insights with Kantar Retail. He says food retailers are trying hard to differentiate themselves from each other.
Dollar stores are all about super low price points. The Whole Foods of the world really focus in on organics and a really premium in-store experience.
Paglia doubts Ahold and Delhaize would stand out much better together in that landscape, though a merger would help cut costs. Analysts say a combined firm would make it one of the top five grocery chain operators in the U.S., probably not big enough to draw a ton of regulatory scrutiny. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.